It's going to be a firecracker. It's the news, according to me. Yeah. Good morning. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. It's actually what it is. Happy Independence Day. We will talk about independence as the day goes on. As the show goes on, it's not going to be the whole day. It's not going to be a day-long show. In fact, I'm surprised I'm able to have a show this morning. In fact, I'm rather happy that I was able to pull this off, because I wasn't sure that this was going to be able to possibly happen. Now, tomorrow, the normal Wednesday live show, just so you know, just to give you a heads up here on this, I am not so sure that tomorrow's live show will happen. There's a couple of things that are happening tomorrow that I may get drawn into if I get to do what I want to do tomorrow. I will not have to, I'll be free in the morning, and that will leave me with the live Wednesday show. However, it's a fat chance. It's a better chance than it was a couple weeks ago, but right now things are it's 50-50 at this point, whether there'll be a live show tomorrow night or tomorrow morning or not. Now, there's the chance of there being a recorded show tomorrow morning. Also a little bit sketchy. It is possible. However, there is a, I might have to leave really early in the morning. There's a couple of events that are taking place that I may have to be someplace, and it's going to be really early in the morning. So, not super early, but the problem is that doing the show, I'd have to get up even earlier to do the show. So it's either do the show tonight, which I don't think is going to happen, because I believe I'm going to be in a position where I can watch some fireworks this evening, and it might be kind of annoying. Now, if I do the show before the fireworks, but however, I got some friends coming over. I don't think they want to be on the show. I don't think I would want them on the show. Well, it'd be interesting, but you ever have any of these? This guy thinks he doesn't realize he's a leftist. Doesn't realize he's buying right into the pudding that they're selling. He's a pilot friend of mine. He flies for a cheap, low cost air carrier, and he makes these statements once in a while. He's bought into the whole vaccine thing and the whole everything that they've told him about COVID and all the mask and all that stuff. He's just totally on board with all that, which just is ridiculous to me. Because he. Take a step back and look at what's happened. What did the mask? How did the mask affect it?
Well, you can't tell.
Yeah, you can tell how, because it didn't stop anything. If the mask was so effective and so mandatory that you wear one because it's so effective, unless you wear yours, mine isn't effective. We both have to wear one. You can't just wear yours and be protected. We both have to wear one. Otherwise, you're killing grandma. And of course, you have to get vaccinated because, you know, you may not be at risk, but everybody around you is at risk. And you got to get that vaccine because that way you can't spread it, even though you can.
The nasal pharynx, you have to break the occasional breakthrough cases.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so I'm already jumping into this. Before I even jump into my cup, let's jump into my cup real quick. It's a rather large cup. It can hold several people. I've got in my cup, of course, you know what I've got in my cup. If you've been listening to the show anytime, you know, I've got chai, and I've got, right now I've got Cinnabon Creamer right now. It's going to be another couple weeks before this. Well, it's going to be a week at least before the Cinnabon Creamer is gone. Yeah, probably actually 2 weeks, because, it's a big jar of cinnamon. Now, if I do a show on the boat, I have, Almond Joy Creamer on the boat, which tomorrow morning will be live on the boat, probably. That's most likely, unless I do something else different today. Today's up in the air. It's if anything happens with me today, I could end up in Mexico tonight. Who knows where I'm going to be? But it's like most likely I'm going to be on the boat tonight. At this point, that can all change. So In my backup cup, I just have regular sweet tea. That's all I got. That's all I got going for me. And that's it. I think that's it. Yep, that's it. That's all that's in there. With some ice. Oh, of course, it's got to be ice in there. Otherwise, it's not iced tea. It's just tea. So back on this other stuff. A couple things I want to cover today. One is, you know, what AOC said, how ridiculous she is. Some of the things that I guess Sotomayor is a real, there was a Babylon Bee thing that came out and it was, it kind of spelled it out better than anybody can. But there's the whole Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and what he has said in the past. Now this looks like a video from something that wasn't very recent. It's been a while, at least a few years. At least been a few years back. This long before he was running, because this was prior COVID. In fact, is what I think. I'm not positive of that, but it looks like it. He made some statements that I think need to be held out there. Which again, I have a little bit of distrust for the guy. I like some of the things he's saying. Politicians are very good at saying things that sound right. He is definitely has not been very far from the political world most of his life and understands how to say things. What he has said has been misconstrued and been twisted and maligned. Big surprise there. Because he's been questioning, and really, he's not anti-vax. He's been vaccinated. His kids have been vaccinated. His children had vaccines. But he is questioning things. And just the fact that he's questioning anything, they're jumping down, you know, going down that rabbit hole on him. Labeling him an anti-vaxxer and all this stuff. And it's, this is, you know, the society that we are seeing being developed here with this cancellation culture is extremely dangerous. And it comes straight. And we'll at the end of this, at the end of the show, we'll talk more about the spiritual side of this. I think that's what we'll plan on doing. Because there are some things I think that happen all over the world that nobody's really necessarily running. There are some people who run around with agendas and they like to think that they control what's going on in the world. How they're going to shape the future. How are we going to shape the future? We were going to build back better. We made the big reset. Build a better future, mold the future of the world, of the world. And then we will take us over. Anyway, so then, I've got RF Kennedy and AOC. So let's get into this, some things that are happening at the moment. One thing I just read or heard a report this morning. I don't read much of anything. I listen to things, reports and stuff. People are like, oh, you just listen to YouTube and that's all. So you think that something that's in print somehow is more credible? You realize that most of the stuff that is in print or used to be in print is now just someone reading it from, they type it up and then they read it. Most of the stuff, you have to understand, someone like Tucker Carlson, for example, his whole monologue is basically an op-ed. It's basically a commentary or it's something that would have appeared in the newspaper before television. He would have just typed it up and put it in an article. And he would have just had a column. And now he just, instead of typing it up and putting it in the paper, he reads it from a teleprompter. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the point is, whether he's reading it or I'm reading it, or he's reading it to me, it was still put down on. It's, for some reason, people think that it has more credibility if it's put. Now, history books, in my opinion, there is something about having things written in a history book instead of just having Wikipedia or something online. Unfortunately, most of the kids' school books now, they don't have books anymore. They have iPads. That information that they're getting all that information from, it can be edited at any time. At midnight tonight, they're going to edit that and they're going to change a little something in there. The Democrat Party, for example. Now, everybody's calling it the Democratic. You're a Democratic candidate. You're a Democratic Party. Think of the difference that this makes. It's not the Democrat Party anymore. It's the Democratic Party because they're Democratic. Democratic is almost like a verb. Whereas the Democrat, are you a Democrat? Yes, I'm a Democrat because I'm Democratic. I'm in the Democratic Party. No, you're in the Democrat Party. See, I know I hammer on this a lot, but it's probably one of the finest examples I have of the subtlety of the changes in perception that they do. These little changes in speak, optics, audio, perceptibility that sneak up on us that we don't think. When I was growing up, I never heard anyone refer to the Democrat Party as the Democratic Party, the Democratic candidate. Why has that changed? People on the left and the right are saying it that way. Now, I know that Marjorie Taylor Greene was recently called out on the House floor. I can't really stand to listen to her talk, but I do have to say she has a boldness that I appreciate, I respect. And one of the things she was doing was she kept calling them Democrats. She'd say Democrats with emphasis on the rat. Democrats. And someone called her out and said, I oppose or I something. I take offense to the way she's saying the word Democrats. It was it's pretty funny. Yeah, because it broke decorum. Like they're all about decorum. Only when they can shove it down the other side, they'll yell and scream liar, shame, shame, shame. They'll do all that stuff. When it's on, Another thing I want to get into is a little bit about this, the SCOTUS issues. Now, the SCOTUS issues kind of go hand in hand with what's going on with AOC and some of the comments that other people have said. What's her name? On The View. Well, Joy Reid, who is on MSNBC, I think she made some statements about affirmative action. And then I can't even think of her name. I like the fact that I can't think of her name, actually. It's kind of Whoopi Goldberg. She's made comments about affirmative action stuff. And it's really aggravating. Joy Reid, for example. Okay, let's just dive into this. Joy Reid made this comment. She said, I think she got into Harvard. I believe she got into Harvard. Maybe it was Yale. I think it was Harvard. She said, the only reason I made it into Harvard is because of affirmative action. And that's the whole problem right there. That's the whole problem. The only reason you got into Harvard or whatever university you got into was because of affirmative action. Not because of your grades. That there was no other qualification. And this is the whole problem with this whole thing. Now, There are all kinds of arguments, and I like to hear from the other side what their justification is for all this stuff. The problem is not the law or the system. The problem is the university. Why does no one put the blame on the universities in this situation? What you're saying is they won't hire a black person unless they're forced to through affirmative action. Why do you want to go to a university who has to be forced to accept you? Any one of these universities could have their own affirmative action program. They could do that. Why not? They could just say, we're only going to take, you know, of course, now that has been also, shot down as well. So there's been some lawsuits that have been filed against people who they've discriminated one way or the other. So now you can't discriminate one way or the other on race. You know, there was a guy, I was thinking of this morning, before the whole COVID thing, actually it was during the whole COVID thing, I used to listen to him all the time. I can't think of his name. He kind of called himself a YouTube pastor kind of guy. I didn't know behind the scene. I didn't really look into his theology at all, but he talked about political stuff quite a bit. And I appreciated him. He was kind of like a Brandon Tatum, Officer Tatum, BCP kind of guy. He was a little bit different though. He had a little bit more of a gospel message kind of with his stuff, but he wasn't, he was just different kind of flavor, in his genre, in his videos. And I used to listen to him occasionally. I didn't mind listening to him, but I didn't really check out his background or what he believed. And I hadn't heard that much about what he believed. And then all of a sudden this COVID thing started coming along and he started saying, now he disappeared on YouTube, unfortunately. Just because I disagree with the guy and I think the guy's a racist. It's like, what? Let the guy on there. He's whatever. But he ended up making some statements about, he said that, he was trying to point out this wasn't a fact at all. It was just pointing out this idea that black people were immune to COVID because they are God's chosen people. This was a blight that was going to be on the white man. This was God's way of showing retribution, and he was going to, that the black people were immune to it because they were God's chosen people. So many things wrong with that statement, and so many things misunderstood about the whole idea of God's chosen people. First of all, Judaism is not a race. You can be Jewish and you can be from Ireland. You can have red hair, freckles, blonde as blonde can be, Scandinavian, and still be Jewish. I have a nephew who converted to Judaism. His background is German, Swiss. He now lives in Israel. He converted to Judaism. And he is accepted as a Jew there. He is now a Jew. He had no Semitic background, genetically, anything else. Well, probably, actually, there is some. I have never had that 23andMe thing. I've never had the DNA testing done. I'm not doing it because I don't trust them. I know that they're selling their information to organizations like the FBI and CIA and the NSA. They're buying that information from those companies, by the way. In case you didn't know. So it's fun. Yeah, look, it's fun. Can find out who our ancestors were. Yeah, and so can everybody else. Now they have your DNA profile. Now, they probably have mine. I kind of have some questions about the whole COVID testing thing. What did they do with those tests? They're swabbing your nose. There's DNA material in your nose. If you ever ever done a DNA test, that information probably has been compromised. I've had a couple of them done. I had at least two or three COVID tests done. There was a thing I did for insurance one time, for life insurance, and they had to do a swab of my mouth. It's like a toothbrush type thing. Brushed it on the inside of your mouth. And I'm pretty sure that was early on in the DNA days, but I'm sure that information is still there. So sure it's still out there, and I'm sure that probably some organization has gotten a hold of it. There's probably a DNA profile of me somewhere that some government agency has latched onto, purchased, or attained somehow. They are ravenously sucking up as much information from everybody that they can. This is the way they used to control people. And that is their whole goal. But being Jewish is not necessarily being born into something. Not just having the last name of, you know, that ends in a Jewish sounding name. So the idea that some of these people are saying that they're God's chosen people just because of the color of their skin is way far off. It's just wrong. That's not a part of what God considers his chosen people. And one of the things that about the Christian faith that I think a lot, we miss, I think, in the Western culture, and I think it's, unfortunately, I think it's maybe to the detriment or almost to the, it's not good. In the West, there is a almost an anti-Semitic bent, anti-Jewish almost, among many denominations. There's a particular denomination, I'm not going to mention it, but has historically been very anti-Jew. But they won't say it out loud. But everything they do kind of flies in the face of Judaism. And they, in fact, they're, well, let me get into that. However, the Western culture, and what we don't realize in the Christian church, I think, in those of who are believers, Judeo-Christian, believe it or not, is part of our founding name. I guess one of the things that was said to me one time, or I heard a guy say, that I think was probably, it kind of spells it out. You know, Jesus was born a Jew. He was raised as a Jew. He taught as a Jew, 99% of what he would have taught would have been in line with what the Pharisees, you know, theology was. He had, he was crucified as a Jew, proclaimed to be the king of the Jews in a kind of mockery kind of way, and yet was true. How many of you have ever been mocked for something? Oh, he says he's this. He thinks he's going to be able to do that. Oh, and then you show him that you can do it, or that you are that person. And then who has egg on their face? Well, we're heading for a big egg on the face day here one of these days. It's going to be everybody's standing before him and going, oh, I guess you are king of the Jews. But he died king of the Jews, was crucified, buried as a Jew. He rose as a Jew and ascended as a Jew. For some reason, people seem to think he's going to come back as a evangelical Christian or something. A Catholic, maybe. I don't know. In a Catholic robe for some reason. I don't know. It's weird. Now, there's a well, this gets kind of to some complicated stuff. And I have to sneeze. So I'm going to pause for a second. I had to mute that. You didn't want to hear that. Please, trust me, you didn't want to hear that. Wow. That was about knocked me off my chair. There's a lot of intricacies, paradoxes, mysteries here about this whole thing, and I just don't want to get too deep into it. But the anti-Semitic stuff goes on, and so I get back to the topic at hand today, the affirmative action thing. And this guy, you know, this guy disappeared then after that. I assume YouTube probably canceled him. I basically made a comment. I said, you know what? The statements you're making are extremely racist, and I'm quite appalled. And I just want you to know I'm going to. And I've rarely done this. I actually unsubscribed from the guy, and I think he probably lost thousands of subscribers. In fact, I saw a lot of people commenting after my comment. A lot of other people made comments and commented on my comment that they were appalled as well. They were sickened by what the guy was saying. And so I don't know. I don't know if the guy's still out there or not. I don't know if he might be. I don't know. But I know that. As Joe would say. Anyway, so we have RFK Jr. Well, getting on to this whole affirmative action thing. So the left went wild, went nuts. And AOC comes out and makes these statements then about how we need to subpoena the Supreme Court, these Supreme Court justices, and we need to go into impeachment proceedings. We need to impeach them. I don't think she understands how the governmental system works. The separation of powers, and this is where it comes down to issues with the executive branch and how Congress doesn't just have power over, they can't just create a law that affects the executive branch unless the executive branch signs off on it. And the judicial branch certainly is separated in their powers. You didn't hear the DOJ step in when the leak happened with the Roe v. Wade decision. Now, this obviously happened from someone that, my opinion is, they know exactly who it was. But we haven't heard anything more about it. They did come out with a little report. Oh, we have done some investigating on the Roe v. Wade leak thing. But they're self-policing themselves. Now, keep in mind, this was a criminal act. I'm sure you could find a statute and a law that was broken there. There was a crime committed. Not just a procedural crime. And someone could have gotten, just because of the leak, they could have gotten extremely, this could have, it turned into a deal where one of the justices, this one guy was going to go after one of the justices, and he finally came to his senses and turned himself in. That was a weird deal too. I'll have to turn myself in, sir. I was coming over to rob the bank today and I decided not to, but I was going to. Here's my gun. Here's my stuff. I have to fess up. I was going to rob the bank. That's what happened. It was like this guy said, well, I traveled over there. I was going to go assassinate one of the judges. So it's like, what? Why didn't you just go back home? I don't know that he was caught doing anything. Maybe he was caught. I don't know. I don't remember how the whole story panned out. Maybe he got pulled over for speeding and he fessed up. I don't know. Not sure how it all went. So we have those kinds of things happening. Well, then in the process of all this, AOC comes out and makes these statements about this stuff. Congress can't just do that. Well, we don't like the ruling, so we're going to impeach you and we're going to subpoena you. We're going to investigate this whole thing, what you people are saying behind the scenes and what? How about we subpoena you? See, they can't, the separation of powers things, it's checks and balances. It's the whole, the way the thing was set up is so that you can't get in these little squivvles with each other and start to pick each other apart. And so that one can't affect the other and have influence on the other. A good example of this is when the Supreme Court ruled that the Cherokee Nation? There was a tribe mostly in Georgia. I think it was partially also in Tennessee, possibly, or something. It was up in the northern part of Georgia, state of Georgia, that the Supreme Court ruled that, yes, their reservation there was legitimate, and the government had given them that land, and it was their land, and they were kind of a nation within a nation. And I think it was Andrew Jackson. I can't remember for sure. He just ignored the ruling. And he marched the Native American tribe out into the desert. And many of them died in the process. Now, what most people don't know is that many of them, most of them, though I think over 80% of them had converted to Christianity. They knew they were being marched out there to die. That's what they figured that they were probably just going to die out there. And if they didn't die, that they saw so much death and sickness along the way out there, they just felt like this was their, they were dying. And they were singing hymns the whole way out there. At least this is the stories that I've been told that you won't read in the history books in your school. Maybe it never happened. Maybe it only, you know, whatever happened, I don't know. But everything I've looked into says that this is the way it took place. The Supreme Court has no enforcement ability. They could not stop the president at that time from doing this. And they had no recourse. And nobody stopped him from doing it. Congress didn't step in. Nobody stepped in because of the separation of powers. He just did it unilaterally. Made the decision and made it happen. Again, the separation of powers is the point I'm trying to make here. That we have to understand, you can't just go after the other branch of government. You can only work within your latitude, within your purview, so to speak. But she doesn't know that. Ilhan Omar also came out and made some comments. And the whole thing is, if you don't see affirmative action for what it is, and I've always argued this, not terribly loud about it, because it just, I didn't think there was any winning in this one. And I just always saw affirmative action as definitely being a racist piece of legislation. And of course, now they say it's been standing for almost 50 years, and now they've had precedent for 50 years. Well, what about the other 150 years? The length of time means nothing to me, because everything involving legislation takes a lot of time. You can't just say, well, it's been there for 5 years. You can't do anything about it now. Well, it took 5 years just to get it back through Congress, or 50 years, or whatever it is. The length of time it takes to recap these things, just like Roe v. Wade, and they didn't ban abortion. Roe v. Wade, the overturn of Roe v. Wade did not ban abortion. It only banned the federal government for having control over it. And that goes back to the states. Very clearly, what the Constitution says is that laws not, you know, it's just what the federal government's powers are. And really, somebody said this really well the other day. They said, I think it was, there's a thing called Heresy Financial on, it's a channel on YouTube. Guy comes out about every day and talks about things. Has a really good grip on understanding individual rights and liberties. And one of the things that I think we fail to recognize, just foundationally, and I don't think it's being taught in the schools at all, certainly not being heard of in higher institutions, is the idea that the federal government, really, its main purpose, and I hear this all the time, well, the main purpose of federal government is to do, I hear this all the time. They'll fill in the blank. They'll just say, it's to provide health care, whatever it is. Their real main purpose of federal government, that it's 90% of what it should be doing, is defending and protecting the rights of the individual. Legislation should revolve around that completely. And it does not. You have special interest groups that get involved and all this stuff that happens, and then they craft legislation around things that will help certain industries or regulate certain industries, not with the idea of we're protecting individuals and their liberty, but with the idea of this will pad my campaign. This will get me the kickbacks that I'm looking for. For instance, I just heard a report this morning. This is really good. The guy did an awesome job of some investigating journalism. This is a good example of it. He did a lot of research into Pfizer and how they were paying NGOs non-government organizations work closely with government. Things like the Urban League, NAACP, it's just different organizations around the country that represent minority groups or groups with special rights, whether it be LGBTQ, whatever it is. They were paying them to produce commercials and promotional advertisements, billboards, whatever it is, to encourage people to get vaccinated. They were being paid off to push the vaccines. So it wasn't Pfizer that was coming out with the ads. It was, they were funding them through these other organizations. Now, this is borderline. How the SEC is not involved in this, I don't know. This just seems to me like it's just deceptive as all get out. Hey, we're going to pay you to advertise our product for you. So now, keep in mind that the vaccines were free, right? Who was paying for them? Oh, the government paid for them. Right. That's how that works. Just comes out of thin air, doesn't it? Where do they come up with all this money? Well, they just print it. So why do we need income taxes? If they can just come up with money, $40 billion for Ukraine, where'd that come from? And Joe Biden comes out and claims he's cut the federal budget. He's cut the federal deficit by $1.5 trillion, whatever he says. It's actually increased by $2.5 trillion. But he comes out and says that, and nobody challenges him. Now, what he does, now this is the game they've always played. They'll come out with this budget. They'll say, well, I propose a budget of $19 bazillion. And of course, they come in here and they cut stuff out of it. Well, look, I cut the budget by $1 bazillion. It's only going to be $18 bazillion now instead of being just $19 bazillion, it's $18 bazillion. I saved the country $1 bazillion. I cut the federal deficit. It's the proposed federal deficit. They don't say it that way. They don't say what they've cut it out of future spending. It's still going to increase. This is a game they've played for decades. For scores. It's frustrating. It's all good. And again, like I said, this is the slick williness of the way they talk. It's political speak. It's politics. It's the way they speak. Now, having said all that, as I'm getting into this whole political speak thing, let me have you. Now, this is a little bit hard to hear. It's hard to understand because it's taken from I believe it's an Instagram post or some kind of a post or it's a short of some kind. Off Grid with Doug and Stacy. Off Grid with Doug and Stacy. It's a guy, I think he lives out in Pennsylvania. He might live out in Minnesota. I don't know where he lives. Anyway, he lives someplace, him and his wife. And they have this little homestead kind of farm type thing. And he's kind of he's not Amish, but he kind of dresses like an Amishman. He lives around a bunch of other Amish. And he's not Amish, but he kind of goes along with some of the Jewish cultural stuff, but he also very interesting stuff. He takes care of goats and sheep and all kinds of stuff on his little homestead there, and they do their own gardening and their own stuff. And he listens and watches to a lot of stuff. Well, he found this thing about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because he doesn't trust him either, and he came up with this thing, and It was very eye-opening because I was kind of shocked and surprised, actually, at what I saw here because he, going to try to start this right at the beginning if I can. I have to wait till it's for some reason. I actually like watching shorts better on my phone than I do on here. I'm going to try to play this. It's hard to understand a little bit, but we'll try to decipher it for you because there is closed captions on the bottom. I'll try to help you figure this out. So we'll go from here. Let's go with this is RF Kennedy Jr. I think he's at a gym or something. He's working out, and they're asking him about global warming and the whole thing. And we're going to listen to this because I don't think I played it yesterday. I was going to play it yesterday and forgot. So here we go. Okay, so he's saying that people who deny global warming, politicians who deny global warming, should be punished. He doesn't think there's a law. Is there a law? I don't know if there's a law. There should be a law because they're endangering people. It's reckless endangerment. Koch brothers, they should be persecuted, prosecuted because they're it's reckless endangerment to say that there's no global warming. This is a slippery slope here, folks. This is because what we call science, and I think we just, this was kind of, hopefully, the shade was pulled back on this a little bit. And we could kind of see the other side of was on the other side of the curtain with regard to science. And what is called science today and what is called science tomorrow. You're denying science. Science. Science rules. Science is our God. And yet now we find out that what was misinformation yesterday is the absolute truth today. And if you talked about it yesterday, you got in trouble. But if you talk about it today, you're telling the truth. Or quite the opposite. If you went along with what they said yesterday, if you keep saying it, now you're the one that's wrong. You have to go with whatever they say in the moment. And this is where it's at this point, this has come out. This is a report that just came out, I think, yesterday about the whole Wuhan lab leak thing. They have determined now that it was a mishandled virus, that gain of function was being experimented with in a Wuhan lab. The initial first people who got got COVID. They've traced it down now to where they know who those people are. They were the ones working with the virus. The gain of function was being funded by the U.S. government through a particular individual, and that individual
is Anthony Fauci.
Now, he will deny this all over the place. And he will not allow if he goes on anybody's show, he will not allow them to talk about him. Think about how people were fawning over this guy, thinking he was, Anthony Fauci's the most wonderful person in the world. Think about how quick people are to go along with this kind of stuff. How quick people were to tell on your neighbor if you weren't wearing a mask or if you were having an event at your house. This is the same kind of thing we saw during the Nazi Germany extermination of the Jews. How quickly people will jump into this. It still goes on in China today. It's going on in China today and Russia. But it's this idea of a social score that you have to go along with the social norm. And it's extremely, extremely scary in some ways. It's the mass formation psychosis, it's been called, mass formation. And the government, there are government agencies, especially the CIA, but there's others as well, that understand this kind of thing, and they use this kind of thing to influence governments around the world and to create regime change and all kinds of, you know, so to sway a population to go a particular direction. That's what's happening now. It's all about control. It's all about control. It's not about the independence of the individual. It's about the hive mind. And they divide people up into, because a divided nation is much easier to control, especially if you can divide people against each other, then the government can take a side and they only have to push back on one side, on half the population instead of all the population. So you have to get them divided in some way, create a boogeyman, a monster. This ultra mega crowd, it's a basket of deplorables. Orange man bad. They're all racists. Racists. They're scary. My life feels threatened. Just anybody who wears a red hat, my life feels threatened, so I have to kill them. That was the guy's defense who killed that guy wearing a red hat down in California. Did you hear about that? No, nobody heard about that. Guy was running and trying to hide from this guy, chasing him down with a gun. Shot him. Found him. Found one over here. Shot him. Dead. You hear about that? Well, he was threatening. I felt threatened by his red hat. One of those MAGA people. And that was all fear. It was all motivated out of fear. Everything about that whole thing was fear. Now, having said all of that, as we press into the rest of the day, the rest of the week, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is saying people should be put in prison for not agreeing with, or this makes me wonder what his real feelings are, what his real thoughts are, what his real motivations are about the Second Amendment. I've heard people say, well, I've heard, I like what he says about the Second Amendment. Okay. What did he actually say about the Second Amendment? Because he didn't come out and say he was going to ban all assault rifles. He did say he was going to, well, the Second Amendment is what it says. There's no getting around that. That doesn't sound very, like he's very happy about it. It doesn't sound like he's very pro Second Amendment. It just sounds like, well, it's what, you know, there it is. Yep, that's the Second Amendment. There. That's not very pro to me. That's not very exciting for me to hear somebody say that. I don't know. I'd like to hear a little bit more in-depth kind of solid statement about it than that. Because frankly, I don't trust anything except for straight talk like that. Now, Vivek Ramaswamy, the guy is straight up. He's the kind of guy who seems to just be a straight talker. Doesn't screw around with mincing words. He's not a politician. He's much like a Donald Trump. He just doesn't have the notoriety Donald Trump does. Now, do I think Ramaswamy should be the president? No. I think he should run if he wants to. DeSantis did some weird stuff recently. He apparently had this ad come out about something about, it's become labeled as a homophobic thing. And I think it's being misconstrued. It's just like anything else. I think the intent of it was one thing and it came out as something else. I think it's going to hurt his campaign a little bit, but it's not going to be the end of his campaign. There's people saying, oh, he's over with. He's over now. Chris Christie, of all people, had the audacity, of course, on MSNBC. Chris Christie, he's their little golden child. He loves them. They love him because he's coming out against Trump and he's coming out against all this stuff. And I guarantee you, if he got the nomination, he would be the villain for MSNBC. They would not like the guy at all. But he's a useful tool right now. He doesn't realize how useful anybody who goes on MSNBC, who's like the Dick Cheneys and the whatever the guy's name was, they think that they get patted on the head and they get accepted by these people on the left, and they think they're going to be the golden child. They think they're going to be able to cross the bridges and bring back unity. No, once they're done with you, they're done with you. How many interviews with Liz Cheney do you see now from MSNBC? Do you see her on MSNBC all the time? They had her on all the time when she was on the J6 committee. They're done with her. They're done. So they're not going to have her on again. Unless they're talking about the J6 committee and they want to have her on to talk smack about. Because I guarantee you, when the election campaign season starts ramping up, and if Trump gets the nomination, they'll pull her out again. And she'll sit there and drone on with her monotone voice about how, well, she'll probably, I don't know if she's going to run or not, but she might come out and run as a Democrat eventually. But it's one of those things that just blows my mind and they can't see it. Like Chris Christie's being used right now by the left. They have what they call useful idiots. It's even in their books and stuff that they write. These are the useful idiots. We use these people until they're talking about their own people, their own voters even. They're useful idiots. The rioters, the people who go out there and the cannon fodder that they throw out there to create havoc and chaos so that the government can step in and crack down and do whatever they're going to do. This happens all. It's known fact. This is the way they are. Rules for radicals, it's basically spells out everything that they're doing. It's very clear. And Chris Christie, of all people, he comes out and he says that this feud between Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump looks like a high school food fight. Interesting that Christie would relate everything to food. He just wishes he was in the middle of it, catching what was falling down. He just standing with his mouth open, catching everything. Yeah, is that mean? Good, because Chris Christie, of all people, is a little whiny brat who's been butthurt, and that's all he is. Anyway, yeah. Folks, having said all that, God bless you. Have a happy Independence Day while we still have independence, what's left of it. Celebrate it. God bless you.